00:02, Thursday night, Simen Tov Reish Ayin Aleph, and tonight we're up to Seif Zayin. Mitzvah Lahanichal B'Tefach HaSamuch LaPesach. The Mechaber starts off assuming you're not going to be putting it in the Pesach itself, because you want your doorway, you don't want to block your doorway. You're just assuming you're going to put it outside your doorway, so you're saying make it not more than a tefach away. So it should be nikar, that tefach is a very small amount of space, but make it nikar that it's you, that you put it there. The small, put it on the left side as you enter. It's good to put it on the left side, even though normally we give adifus, we favor the right. That's in getting dressed and chashivus. We give the right side more chashivus. But here you have the mezuzah miyamin. So now you have mezuzah miyamin b'nei Hanukkah the small. So you're mesubov b'mitzvus, as the Gemara calls it. The name mezuzah b'pesach, for whatever reason. You could say it's not mechuyev in mezuzah. You could say it's a borrowed house the first 30 days. There could be any number of reasons why it could be parted from mezuzah and it's not there. Menichel miyamin, say nechanami. Then you put the Ner Hanukkah on the right side, because we always give adifus to the yamin. Okay, the yamhenicha bedelas atzmo, if you put it in the, like the threshold where the door itself is, then yani, so yanichenu mechetzer shel knisa letzad small. You split up the knisa down the middle, and you can put it. The Mishnah Berurah says the Mechaber holds you can put it anywhere on the left side of the knisa, and you put it anywhere there. That's okay. That's a fulfillment of putting it on the left side, even though we're going to see the Taz holds you should put it all. I mean, I guess how's the guy going to walk in? So you want him to walk in and be mesubel b'mitzvus, but maybe not necessarily. Anyway, the point of the Mechaber is that it's called mesubel b'mitzvus once you put it on the left half of the doorway. So it's already called mesubel b'mitzvus, and I guess presumably he's going to walk in through the two mitzvus. But we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, the Taz holds on the Chlami, you should put it all the way on the left. And so the two things are at the two extremes, the mezuzah on the doorpost and the Ner Hanukkah by the doorpost. Okay, so this is where you should station it when you're lighting it, ideally b'Pesach, either the Pesach of the house or the Pesach of the Chatzer, as we learned. So you put it on the left side walking in, you put it no more than a tefach away, or you can put it in the delos itself. Hagol miu b'zman hazeh. So it's not so clear what the Ramah zman hazeh is. Was there a sakana to light outside in the time of the Ramah or not? It's not clear. There's different indications from different places in the Ramah and the tour. Akoponim, it was certainly b'zman hazeh shekonon madlikin b'fnim. There's certainly such a tekufa that the Ramah refers to about lighting the Tznim, and there's no hekka for Bnei Rishu Sarabim. The Ramah didn't say anything in Sifhei when we learned the Iker Halacha, so it's not so clear what the okay, it was a sakana, whether it was, sometimes it was a sakana, sometimes it was a sakana. Some point of this Ramah, as indeed indicating, I mentioned it last night, that even when it's not a sakana, but as long as you're wearing galus, as long as things are not ideal, you could light inside. So some point of this Ramah, because it's not so clear that the Ramah was a shasa sakana. Because it was manazesh kolonu madligibit, and that just became the style, the way of lighting the Hanukkah lit. And all the years of Golus, so it became you lit inside. You don't start convening a bezdin every year to decide if there's a sakana or not. If you're in Golus, if you're among the goyim, so they started lighting the fnim. Whether that changed ever since Christ, what's it called? The French Revolution, when the whole world became democratic, slowly but surely, over the next few hundred years, down to it's very hard to find a country that's not doesn't have freedom of religion nowadays. So whether that changed, okay, so that's what we talked about yesterday. Some people indeed hold that we're back in the age of lighting outside, and some people maintain the old habits of lighting inside. No one's going to be machria where it's better to light. If you want me to be machria, I'll be machria for you based on your background. The more chassidish light inside. There, it's Israel. There's a movement, obviously, just like there's a movement to have tchelas. So in Eretzol, it's very prevalent to light outside like the good old days. Al-Kaponim, the point of the Ramah is that the Zman Hazeh, as he calls it, Shekulonim, Madlikim, B'Fnim, we light inside, Ve'inekol, Ve'yishus, Rabban Klal, Ein Lochosh, Kol Kach, and Ein Madlikim, B'Tabach, Hasom, Lochom, Pesach. So you still want to light by the door, because you have the Mesubah of the Mitzvahs in you, but you don't have to be so makbun on the Tefach HaSamuch, because you're not trying to be mefarsh from the Nes to B'nai Rosh Hashanah. So it's not that important that it be clear who put the Nair there. Because it's anyway for the B'nai Bayis who know very clearly who put the Nair there. But when we come or come, nevertheless, HaMinig L'Hadlik B'Tefach HaSamuch L'Pesach K'may B'Yameyem. It is the common custom to stick with that. The Ein Lishanos, indeed, you should do the mitzvah the way it was established in those days. Elam can rabbi b'nei abayis, unless you have the problem of many household members, each of whom are lighting. Sha'od if yoysa v'havde kolecha b'mokho miyucho, better to put each one in a very distinctive place. L'arav aneros b'yachad, v'ein hekar kam aneros madlikin. So again, it's hard to say, you know, nowadays everybody has a menorah, so it's pretty clear no matter what, no matter how many menorahs you stuff onto the chair, it's pretty clear what night it is. That would be something to watch out for. Again, they're lighting b'fnim. We're not talking about on a window. That's called lighting for the b'chutz. We're talking about lighting b'fnim. Once you light b'fnim, you should indeed light by the door. Once you light by the door, everybody's lighting in the same place. So he says, it's not such a big problem. Maybe it is. You should make sure they're not mixed up. But what you should be careful about, remember, they didn't have chandeliers, they didn't have even fluorescents, they didn't have incandescents, they didn't have nothing, they had Neros. So don't put your Hanukkah lit where you're putting in your Neros of a whole year. Then certainly you'll be negating the presume Nisa of even of your household members. He also ye hecker cloud. Dafki and hecker hecker if they buy you, so they know you put it there for their Hanukkah. But become become hecker sasriya boy. The tzura has to be one where it's clear that you put, from looking at it, that someone put it here to gaze at, to look at, to contemplate. So even in the biggest manazeh scenario, you should be careful. You should light it by the Pesach. You should light it by Tefach HaSamuch with Pesach. If there's a lot of people, you should spread it out so that it shouldn't be all bunched together in one place. That's the Ramah and Mechaber that we just learned. Yeah, you have a question? You have a particular question, contact me. Okay. Well, then don't put it by the door. No. You can leave the door open. He's telling you to open the door. You can put it in these glass boxes people buy. It depends where they put it. If it's windy. What is your question? If it's going to blow out, no. You should have the door open. So leave the door open. Yep. And you have to estimate with the door open whether they will blow out or not. If they will blow out, then you should not light there. very possibly a bracha l'batola. What? My experience is that when you leave the door open, a lot of times it blows out from the rush of wind that's created when the door is open. And you just leave it there with the door open, it's fine. So when someone opens the door, they walk in, gives a rush of wind and it blows out. But why don't you just buy these glass cases and put it inside there? Where are you putting it by the door for? Your door opens to where? So this is rather? If you light inside, you put it by the door. Keep the door closed. Even if someone comes in to visit you. Okay? So buy a glass case. Good. And it still blows out? Why? Sakana?
No, I used to have a rabbi.
Why? The people of Beis Tfila are a nice Yishus HaRabbi. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah before we continue about placement of the menorah in shul. Now we've learned about placement of the menorah in the house. Mishnah Berurah says, "Katan lamed aleph b'devach abazuk shem yerechekena la'awan min ha'pesach," and he puts it too far away. "Ein anikor shem alabayis anikor shem." La Pesach, Tainim Ha'anochu Hu Al Pesach Habayis Hu Al Pesach HaChotzer, these rules apply. G'day She'evi in the Subba B'mitzvahs, B'yu B'dievet HaMeniach Mechanikim Mi'yu Minyotzer, certainly not Ma'ake B'dievet. Mi'yam Ein, here, if he's no Mezuzah, the Cholmiti the Mitzvah, Yu Min Odif. We give precedence to the right side, B'lay Dika Persumi Nisa Tvei. It happens to create more Persum Hanes, because a person tends to go to his right. Ka'kol Konim Utsad Yu Min. We're going back to the very beginning of the rules of where to put your menorah. Mentally split it in half. Funny place to put a mezuzah. Right smack in the middle of the doorway. All the way to the left as you walk in. Near the wall, near the doorpost of the left. That's the remark of the Shikari's Benchtei Mitzvahs. To put it b'tevach asamuch b'pesach, even if you're lighting b'fnim, to have the inyan of yikonis ben shnei mitzvahs. Bein l'shanos mikomakom, but a chalon is better. And there's a chalon asamuch l'shus harabim, nachon yosher shi'anichenu sham. Sure, a chalon's better than the door. Today she a heckle of neir shus harabim. You sparse my neis. You can say it even stronger l'chayra. Putting it on the chalon of neir shus harabim is din of the Gemara. Gemara has that as a lechatchila dika option. So you're keeping to the minig ha-gemara, to the din ha-gemara, if you put it by the chalom. If lo b'mokom d'shchicha ezek, or did they're going to smash your windows, the guys in the white sheets. Okay, we continue with the machaber, u'bebeis ha-knesses. What is Beit Shemesh? I called up somebody before. Beit Shemesh is southwest of Yerushalayim? Well, so what are we facing here? North? Supposed to, they didn't ask the rabbi before they built the shul. They're supposed to be facing Yerushalayim. East. In Eretz Israel, you don't face Mizrah. You face Yerushalayim. It happens to be east. Beit Shemesh is more south or more west of Yerushalayim? Or what? It's southwest. What's due south of Yerushalayim? Tell me a city. Hebron is due south. So Beit Shemesh is southwest. And we are facing... Are we facing due north? What are we facing here? Any idea? We're facing, east, I'm sorry, due east? We're facing northeast? Oh, they mounted position the shul to face, that's very nice. I should have asked that before I became the rabbi. Okay, so we're facing northeast. Okay, let's keep that in mind when we decide where to put the menorah. We're facing northeast. Which way's north? I don't have my bearings. Where's due north? Due north is what? Due north is that way, and due east is that way. Where does the sun come up? We're going to have to drill a hole in the wall when we make out the sikkimim so that we can see the sun coming up. Okay. Ubebeis HaKnesses Manicho B'Kol Sel Doro. Okay, the Mechaber is talking about a shul facing, let's say, what? Oh, that's very good. So Manicho B'Kol Sel Doro, you put it in the south wall. So where's the south wall? Where's the south wall? No, that's east, that's north. South wall's here. So we're going to put the menorah on this side of the shul. Now there's a Mishnah Berurah of Magia in the Ramah. There's a mistake in Nusach here. The Mishnah Berurah of Magia it Kineros HaMenorah. Like the menorah was in the south. You have a picture of the Beis Mikdash. The Beis Mikdash, you're walking east to west. The Beis Mikdash, like the flow of the Beis Mikdash is east to west. Sofon was where the Kodesh HaKadoshim was shechted. The Mizbeach was more Bedorom than anywhere else. So when you get to the Heichal, the Shulchan was the Tzafon, and I'm walking from east to west. So the Shulchan is on my right, right? But the Shulchan is the Tzafon. The menorah was Bedorom, that's on the south. Okay, that's over there. So where are we holding? I'm pointing south? Oh, very good, beautiful. What? Mamish, like the Beis Mikdash, wow. So, I'm facing west, right, okay. So you put it, Umasagra mi Mizach l'mayrov, there are more paskins that the Neiros should be on an east-west, what do you call it, an east-west, what? No, I'm looking for an east-west axis, thank you. I'm looking for that word. It should be on an east-west axis, so the menorah is going to be this way, if we follow the Ramah. The menorah is going to be here in the south, and the, we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. Umadlikin, why is there a menorah in the Beis Knesset at all? Umadlikin, Mavokim, Beis Knesset, Mishum, Persum, Minisa. Special takona. Special takona. It's not like Kiddush, which the old time shuls made Kiddush and shul. That would be a nice thing to do. That minig fell into, I think young Israel still make Kiddush. The old time shuls, old Israel should be making Kiddush. Old time shuls made Kiddush and shul for the people who were in shul eating, the guests, the poor people had no place to eat. Anyway, menorah's not like that. Menorah's lit in shul, a special takana for Pirsumi Nisa, make a special bracha. Hagodah Ramah says, Vimitam Yaitu B'nei Shomezah Knesses, you're not Yotzei. Even if you are the guy lighting the menorah and making the bracha, you're not Yotzei, your personal chiyuv. The tzarech lachzor lahadlik b'beisel, certainly. V'noagin lahadlik b'beisel, k'nezim b'ein mincha l'mayriv. We're potter in Beis Tfila, we don't have a mincha. You light the menorah in the Beis Knesset, what? Okay. What? Oh yeah, we have a mincha? Oh, how wonderful. Because it is? We daven mincha, and you're not even lighting it at night, right? In the Beis Knesset, you're lighting it, it's still daytime. But it's after plag, obviously. V'yesh no'agin lahadlik be'erev Shabbos, even kol dem mincha. Or else someone's going to be mechal Shabbos. V'yemrotim l'mayel is balel, and who doesn't? La'achar shabir ha'shliach tzibur, v'hid l'gechot mehem. So after the shliach tzibur, you're lighting it before mincha, but you got to get going. Mincha shkia. It's late. The rabbi is yelling. He wants to finish mincha before shkia, so everybody can be mekabel tois for Shabbos. And it's late, and everybody's rushing. But everybody bench licht later at home because minhag Yerushalayim is to bench licht 20 minutes before shkia on erev Shabbos Chanukah rather than 40 minutes. So if you look at your schedules on your refrigerators, mincha on erev Shabbos Chanukah is quite late, later than normal, 5 minutes later than normal. Except, of course, you could daven the 1 o'clock Mincha Gedola. But if you don't, so you're certainly going to be in a big rush to finish Mincha before Shkia. It's probably going to be impossible. But one person, he says, lights one there. Lachash birchas v'yichsilu v'negechot mehem. Yuchal hashamosh, not the shamosh there. That would be impossible. It means the person b'shamosh. Lahadlik hanishorim. The rest, v'shliyichsiva, he says ashrei. And that poor fellow, who hopefully davened mincha already at 1 o'clock, he completes lighting the neiros. You're not supposed to be lighting the neiros when you say ashrei, when you say shem Hashem. So this poor fellow is stuck. He's going to miss tefillah b'tzibur. So he should daven 1 o'clock. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Lamed Tes. Beis HaKnesses over Beis HaMedrash. I'm not sure what the Mishnah Berurah brings by that. I guess he means a place where they're davening Meirat. It's not... People get together many times Hanukkah. There's gatherings and they light the menorah. No bracha should be made. The takana of making a bracha is only in Beis Knesses. So I guess when the Mishnah Berurah adds over Beis HaMedrash, he doesn't mean for night seder. He means a place where they'll be davening Meirat. Where they've gathered together to daven Meirat, but they're davening in the Beis Medrash. But if you're just getting together for night seder, there is, in my experience, a quite common custom to light the menorah, but certainly no bracha should be said on such an occasion when they're lighting menorah for a gathering of people, which is not for davening. They haven't gathered together in order to daven. The takana which allows the bracha was only when you get together to daven. Baita b'koisel dorim oyal shulchan. Yeah, b'koisel, because they used to just stick the candles onto the wall and light. It means on a table in Doro. Shoyminetzel koisel dorim. A time b'chol zeh zeichel l'menorah shemakoma b'mikdash b'dorim. Oh, b'dorim ha'menorah tol soifer. Look at that. The Mishnah Berurah is making bunch of textual amendations. The tzorach loma kaneros ha'menorah. Okay. U'mesadron mi'mizrach l'mayrov. Gam ken kein menorah. The neiros are yimusorim mesudorim b'mikdash b'mizrach l'mayrov. At least that's what Rashi, Tosfos, and the Ravid hold, and the Gra. Ken yisad v'gam ken neiros Chanukah. V'da. However, be aware. The Yeshmer Rishonim Tzvirlu. The Afta Menorah hoysoimedus b'dorom. I don't know the lashon Af is like a funny lashon. Machlekes and Gemara. Which way the neiros of the menorah went? Maybe he means even though everybody's mode and there's no machlokas that the menorah was in dorom. But Mikol Malkom, they will say, "Oh, you Musudoran also mitzof from the Dorah." It went on a north-south axis. The Rambam passes that way. Umemelo lididhu gam neiros Chanukah yesh l'sad the Beis Hamzev. Kids, it should be set up like the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash. V'yesh makomah shen olgu kain. Vein limchos bom. Don't yell at them. V'yesh mema malismos. So what do we do? We do which way?
We set up like this.
East. Well, we didn't do it yet. We were never in Chanukah, weren't we?
Yeah.
Yes, how
we do sat it? In the same place.
Mizrach Meirat? We have a Mizrach Meirat, the way the Ramal says. Good, okay. Good, very good. Yeah.
Same setup.
Right where I was. No, east-west, he's saying. Lamarov. From east to west. Now, the Hamadlik Omeid, the Madlik is facing the congregation. So he's standing Achor of the Dorom, his back is to the Dorom, Upon of Litzophon, so Umaskil Miyamino, Shuner Hasomach Laaron HaKodesh, Veshuv Mosif Aholech, Umaskil Mehasmoli, Upon El Yamino, on subsequent nights. That's the Chasam Sefer, that's what we do. I had a problem in my shul in Muncie because the menorah was like up against the wall. It was right up against the wall. But I lit it as if you're standing in back of the menorah facing the Olam. I said, that's how you should light like the Chasam Sefer. Finally, Kama B'Sleif, Simen Tov Reish Ayin Vov, Mashenichtov B'Zeh. Umadlikim! Umavorachim! What are you making a bracha for? It's only a minute. Huh? Mishnah Berurah says, after B'Beis HaKnesses Urak Min Hogah, Mikol Malkom Mavorchen Olov. I got news for you. You make a bracha every Halal on Rosh Chodesh, Dr. Mishnah Berurah. It's only a minute. It's not a din de Rabbanon. You know Halal Rosh Chodesh. What are you happy about? K'moshe Mavorchen Al Halal de Rosh Chodesh, Eino El Aminig. Everybody see it. You have to start davening 6:45 to get to work on time. Im Ovel Mispalel Be'erev Chanukah. If Pesach Chapel is davening on Erev Chanukah, Madluk Adam Acher HaNeiros. Someone else should light the Neiros. In other words, they used to have, the Shliach Tzibur would naturally go over and light the Neiros. So that's why he's speaking out, that he shouldn't be the one lighting the Neiros because he shouldn't be making Shachiyonu publicly. Mishum Shachiyonu. The Mevorchen Oz, Uminkar de Eis Simcha Hilat Tzibur. So he shouldn't publicly be making a Shachiyonu. Vein Kedai Shavu Yadlike. I will be based on Yachal Baruch Shachiyonu. That's the privacy of his own home. He can make a Shachiyonu. I'm sorry, what? Right. That's correct. It's only no gay on the first day. Oh, you still got to know what to do the first day too. Mr. Manners is donating the first night of Hanukkah to the shul. He's going to bring here 30 donuts, 40 donuts from Brooklyn Bake Shop. Only the first night, Shachiyonu. Avol Shor Arvus to Hanukkah, Dame of Baruch Shachiyonu. Mamish, what you said? Yachal Avod Lahadlik Ner Hanukkah. Why not? Oh, here's the Mishnah Brura. It's a steer of Mishnah Brura. But, okay, it's perfectly okay for an oval to daven on Chanukah, Mincha, and Meiriv. But no Tachanun either. Let him daven Shachris too. Oval Mispalo Shachris Gamke. Chalamoe, daven Kmo Yomtiv. Monati lefomim lahaniach oval l'spalal mincha meir. That's taka the common minute. That on chalamoy oval does not daven at all. On Rosh Chodesh he davens mincha meiriv. It's okay with me if he davens shachris until hallel. I think that's what he does sometimes. I think on days where there's no tachanun, but it's not a yomtiv at all. You're not saying hallel. He could even daven shachris. There are places that are makbid and others shouldn't daven shachris whenever there's no tachanun. Someone once told me in Lakewood they don't let, but I don't know if it's true. That's a good question. I don't know. If it's punk the bris that day, what do they do? I don't even know if the whole shmu is true. The tzorech lavzer lahadlik. You have to light again when you get home. Vafilu hashliach tziburim and the fell in shul. Sheberech beres hakneses. So he has to light again. He has to make a bracha again. You hear me? How is it possible for a guy to make twice in one night?
One time he's
going to
his wife. No, once in shul,
once in all. Very good, excellent. You get another donut. Make that 42 donuts. Lo yachzir, lo mar bebeso bikah shechiyonu. This is very important. The person that lit in shul the first night, and he goes home and he makes the brachas again, but shechiyonu he should not make again, because the shechiyonu he made in shul, so he made shechiyonu on the yomtiv already, on the hadlakas neiros. So that is already, that's an all-encompassing shechiyonu. You made the bracha, that's automatic, you had a mind to be also. That's an all-encompassing. Shechiyonu means shechiyonu, the kimono, like you can't. So he says, oh, but lamaisa, you're always being motzi your wife, who has to make shechiyonu, so you can make the shechiyonu for her. So that's why the guy that makes shechiyonu in shul could repeat the shechiyonu at home, because he's being motzi his wife or any children over bar mitzvah. But the children probably are going to make their own brachas. They probably have their own menorahs. So it's back down to the wife. No. You gotta, you know, we sacrifice a life for our wives. You can make sure the other also. Let me finish. What? The man's lighting the menorah in the house. He's making the first two brachas. What? We'll be seeing later a shaila exactly when the lining of the menorah takes place. So even those who are marked with the way till its final nightfall after Tzeisa Kol Chodim, but not in Shul. In Shul you light when it's daytime. In Shul you light right after Mincha. The Beis HaKnesses is not going to make Mincha because everybody gets together, and that's when everybody's gathered around. Then they leave the Shul right afterwards. What? You want people to hang around and gaze and contemplate the menorah. So if you first light it after Meiriv, you have around like 1/2 minute of menorah till everybody packs out. So it's okay to the Eved, because that's what always is going to happen, Motzei Shabbos. because you have no choice. Motzei Shabbos, you have to light it after Maariv. Hey, so anyway, do it after Mincha. It's still daytime. It's after Plag. So everybody's rushing home. Call them Mincha on Erev Shabbos. There's a minute to light before Mincha, even. Hey, cause of the Marshal. Now you got a problem. Lighting Chanukah licht before Mincha is a problem. Because you're lighting it ostensibly, it's like the next day already. Can you daven, just like you can't daven Mincha after your Makabel Shabbos? When you do something that's an act of, you do it after Plag HaMincha because it's already sort of the next day. So you can't, you really, by rights, you shouldn't be able to daven Mincha anymore. Now, Chanukah, you have a little excuse. Because normally we say something should happen at night. If you do it after Plag HaMincha, you've declared that it's night. So you can't daven Mincha anymore. You've declared that it's night. That's not really true on Erev Shabbos Chanukah. You can't light the Chanukah licht at night. You can't, because it's Shabbos. See? So you have to light it during the day. So it's very possible that when you're lighting Friday, you're not lighting with the lumdus that you've declared it that it's night already when you light. You have no choice. You have to light the menorah on Erev Shabbos before nighttime. So that's why it's not so terrible to daven Mincha. Although, as the doros get firmer, no one in my circles would be caught dead davening Mincha after Chanukah licht on Friday. So they all daven 1 o'clock, or else they're not firm. There'll be big black signs about them all over Yerushalayim. You don't want that. Hear me go, daven Mincha after Chanukah licht. That's it, you'll never live it down. What? The Mishmur is dealing even with another problem, not the problem I'm talking about. He's dealing with the problem of lighting when there's no 10 people in shul. If you light before Mincha, so you gotta light, there's no 10 people there yet. You light after Mincha, oh, people are there already. So the Darkei Moshe says, so the Marshal says, that you're going to light before Mincha because you're in a rush. The Darkei Moshe says, no, light after Mincha when people are there. Okay, the Moilim is Sachrin Lovo, the term Shiobu Minyan Beisaknez is Kadir Hayom, if by the time it's after Mincha it's going to be Shkia already, you do not want to start lighting Chanukah licht after Shkia. Or else you're going to burn in many ways. Lo Yamtin Chlau. Don't wait. So this is a big issue. What do we do? Ari Stern ran away. I don't know what we do. The ideal is to have 10 people here on time, light the Chanukah licht, and then start Mincha right away. Better have the person that started lighting the Chanukah licht complete the Chanukah licht. Like a ball game.
Okay, that's it for today, folks.